This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hi, Jason Gibbs, Joy Production Manager. It's Radiothon time. We still need Joy and we need your support. If you appreciate our free podcast service, our voice for the LGBTI community globally, and the volunteers that make our service possible, please sign up, renew your Joy membership, or make a tax-deductible donation before June 30 to keep our service possible. You may win a prize. Head to joy.org.au and click on either the Become a Member or Donate tabs to support us. If you appreciate our podcast service, let us know in the comments section when making your donation. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them, at joy.org.au and on iTunes.
Good afternoon, everyone. Sunday Arts Magazine on Joy 94.9. You're here with Neil and David today. Brendan's away again.
Brendan's away again. How dare you not
And be a big shout-out today to Brendan. We're looking forward to coming back next week, Brendan.
Yes, he's working again this week. Yeah. Work gets in the way.
It certainly does.
With a volunteer organisation.
Before I forget, that was thank you to Andy and Barbara on Three Chords and the Truth.
Brilliant show.
Brilliant music as usual.
Yeah. Okay. We had to say that because they're still in
the building. Because they're still in the studio. They haven't left yet.
Yeah. So. If they had left the building, I would have started.
No, I wouldn't. I love them both dearly. Exactly. You're a softie at heart.
Now, we've also got to say a big hello to Jason.
That's right. Yes.
Jason, who is sitting in with us today, a Taste of Radio person and you came out of Taste of Radio.
Yes, I know. There's a few of us coming out of Taste of Radio now. So, So Jason's just started. He was in the middle of his course now. So he'll be with us for a few weeks and then see what happens after that.
Yeah, and maybe he'll become part of our team, which we're always looking for new people.
That should be interesting too, so it'll be good.
Okay.
Now, today's show, David, let's get started.
Because we haven't got Brendan today, so there's no film review again this week, people. So, unfortunately, get ready next week. He'll probably have 10 films he'll want to talk about.
Exactly. Yeah. So today, our first guest is Rachel Coleman and Judy Mitchell, and they're from the Heidelberg Symphony.
Hello, and welcome, girls. So tell us, what is it, the organisation?
Well, the Heidelberg Symphony Orchestra is a community orchestra based out of Heidelberg in Melbourne. And, it's made up of people who just really enjoy playing music together. Anyone who's into music, orchestral music, can join. And, it's a really great community organisation. It's really fun. And we put on about 4 programmes a year, usually.
Yep. And, because a lot of you are professional musicians in some shape or another, or you've gone through and done your dues. We always like to find out a little bit about. So, Rachel, give us your background.
Well, I guess I first started playing music. I went to Eltham High School and I played in the band and I played oboe. And
why oboe?
Well,
do they force you?
Yes, they did actually. Well, they didn't force me. They just suggested it. I think I had a choice of oboe or French horn, and luckily I didn't choose the French horn. So I went on and did that through school, and then I did study music at university, but. After a few years, I went on and went into IT. So right now I work in IT. But after a few years of working in IT, I just started thinking there's something missing from my life, all those years of effort that I put into learning how to play the oboe. And, got onto Heidelberg Symphony. And I was very lucky that at that time they were looking for someone. So I started playing and I've never looked back.
How long ago was that?
That was probably nearly 10 years ago.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to ask you an embarrassing question, if you know it or not. How old is the orchestra? Because it was a trivia question.
Correct.
Do you remember from Trivia Night?
Well, luckily it was, because now I know. So what happened, we had our fundraising Trivia Night the other week. And I'm thinking, general questions. The topic was stage and screen. And the very first question right off the bat was, what year was the Heidelberg Symphony founded in? And, of course, we didn't know. We were a team of 10. None of us knew. with, 3 people from the orchestra. But now I do know it was 1978.
Gee, that's a long time, isn't it? And you're like, and it's... As you said, it's a community orchestra. How do you do funding-wise?
Yeah, so a lot of community orchestras do get some government or often council funding, and we're in Banyul Council. We don't have, I guess, specific funding from the council. What we do for funding is mainly ticket sales. So we have about a nearly 500-seat venue, and through those ticket sales we have subscribers, and we also just sell seats to our concerts, and that is pretty much our only source of funding.
Yeah, and trivia nights.
That's right. And we do also get a little bit of sponsorship from a couple of either and local businesses. Yeah. And am I allowed to say...
Yeah, 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 give them a plug because, you know, if they're helping to keep this orchestra going, yes, please.
Yes, so we get a sponsorship from Miles Real Estate and also from Bendigo Bank.
Oh, well, good on them for doing that. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Judy, tell us about you, your background.
I have a similar story to Rachel. I also started playing oboe at school. We were given the option to choose a musical instrument, and I come from a very musically oriented family. And I went to an MSO My Music Bowl concert many years ago.
Oh, aren't they awesome?
Yeah, it was really fantastic, and there was an oboe soloist performing. And for me, it was sort of I'd been thinking of possibly the violin or the oboe, and having heard the soloist perform, I thought, no, I'm going to play the oboe.
Right.
So that got me started, and again, I played in, you know, school wind band and things, and I was the only oboist that went through my school, so didn't
you,
really...
You always had a gig.
So I always got to play Amazing Grace and other, yeah, all sorts of sort of Scottish-type tunes, because yeah, everyone thought that my oboe playing sounded like a bagpipe, which was either that or I was often... my friend at the time used to... say I sound, either sounded like strangled bagpipes or a duck. But that didn't deter me. I kept playing, and I also went to the VCA and graduated from there and actually played.
And you studied music?
And I studied music, yep. Yeah, and I had the very fortunate experience of performing with the MSO.
Oh, lovely.
So I played with them for about 2.5 to 3 years as a casual musician, but basically I was sort of there all the time for that period.
Yeah.
And then I went overseas ostensibly to further my career and ended up stopping playing and moving into the bookselling.
Oh, so you're in publishing.
I work for a bookseller in Melbourne. Yep. Am I allowed to say who that is?
Yeah.
Well, I work for Readings.
Oh, right. I love Readings. Yeah. We've actually done interviews with Readings
time. Yeah.
Book reviews, of course.
Yeah.
And which store?
So I started out at the Carlton and the Hawthorne stores,
yep.
But now I work in the office part of the marketing team.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and what a wonderful success story it's been. You know, like I remember stories in the papers a few years back when all the bookshops were closing down.
Yes.
And Readings were saying, well, hold on, we're booming, you know, like they just got the right formula.
Yeah,
I've got the St Kilda one around the corner from
fantastic.
Me, which that's where I buy my books and a lot of my music as well. And it's just a pleasure to go in there into the stores.
Yeah, it's a really lovely environment to work in, and you know, it's testament to the hard work that all the staff put in that we're doing well.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's great. And when did you decide to join the orchestra?
I'm a relatively sort of new member of the orchestra.
You've been in it for two and a half years.
And given that Rachel and I both play oboe,
do you have to fight each other to get spots?
Yes, we do. Yeah.
A punch up every concert.
Yeah, that's it. I want to play first. No, I want to play first. The person who was playing the other oboe position in the orchestra decided to leave. She had other commitments, and she'd also been in the orchestra for a long time. Mm-hmm. And I think it was a decision, very hard decision for her, but I think she decided that she wanted to stop playing for a while. And I'd sort of become friends with her sort of fairly recently at that point, and we'd been playing the odd duet here and there, and I didn't actually know that there was a little hidden agenda involved in that, because I hadn't been playing oboe for a long time before that. But she sort of encouraged me to start playing, and then I got invited to be an extra in one of the concerts because they needed a third oboe player for one of the pieces at the end of the year. And that was when I found out that Jenny was leaving, right, and that I was offered to the position in the orchestra, right, and take her place. So, yeah.
So are you always looking for new members?
Yes. Yeah. So we often have, like, Ford, Wind and Brass, we might have, you know, a set list of people who always play, and for strings as well, but we always need extras because sometimes we play pieces that have a larger requirement. So you might need three oboes and we only normally have two. But the other thing is we often need more string players. So anyone,
they're always needing string
anyone
players.
Listening, if you have a violin under the bed and you're keen to play, we want to hear from you.
Yes, dust it off now.
Yeah. So what's the website for people to do that?
Yeah, so if people are interested in coming to play or just to have a chat and find out more about it, they can find us on Facebook, Heidelberg Symphony Orchestra, or visit www.heidelbergsymphony.com.au.
Excellent. Now, this concert, the couple of shows you've got coming up, what are you playing and why?
So this is going to be a really great program. In fact, we're doing two performances of this particular program. So often we'll just do a Saturday night.
That's right.
But we're doing a Sunday afternoon, so that's so that more people can come and hear. We're having Natsuko Yoshimoto. So she is a violinist who is a very fine violinist and has played with us many times before. She's actually the concertmaster of the Adelaide Symphony Orchestra.
Oh, okay.
So she's coming to play Prokofiev Violin Concerto Number 2, which is just beautiful. And even, like, we've been rehearsing it without any solo part and we're just all completely addicted to it.
How lovely it must be, you know, like all of a sudden you're sitting there and everyone starts playing it. You must get goosebumps, do you?
Yeah, it's just absolutely fabulous.
Yeah, and the slow movement is just sublime. It's probably one of the most beautiful slow movements for a violin concerto ever written, I think.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah,
it's really uplifting. Moving. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's great. And we're also doing Hindemith Symphonic Metamorphosis, which is a set of variations on themes by Weber. And that is a really fun piece to play and also has some great woodwind parts that we really enjoy in it as well.
Right. Okay, I've never really heard of that piece. Is it not all that well known or in your circles it is?
I think, well, this is the third time I've played it, so...
Oh, okay.
It's my first, so...
But I think you're right, though. It's not like core repertoire, but I think it's a piece that... you hear a lot of orchestras do because it really showcases all the different sections of the orchestra.
Brilliant.
There's a lot of beautiful solos. There's some really interesting, it's got great percussion. It's really, you know, everything, you know, including like tubular bells and all sorts of things.
Wow.
It's got this incredible flute solo in the slow movement. It's just, and it's sort of got some really fun rhythms, really fun tunes as well. So it's a great piece to play. Yeah.
Right. And is that, you know, like, so those two pieces is what you're playing at this concert, or is there a third? I thought there was a third.
Yes, so we're also doing Copland Outdoor Overture, right, which is just a, it's just a really fun, it's really quintessential Copland, if you know Appalachian Spring, some of those sort of, it's almost like a folk bent to it in some ways, that kind of thing. And we're also doing this Scunthorpe, I can't even pronounce it. I think it's
Akanda.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes. Thank you, Judy. Akanda 4. So that is for strings and solo violin. So right, we're not playing in that, which is why we just don't want to talk about it.
Yeah,
we don't really care.
Go to the toilet when that's on. You're on Sunday Arts Magazine. We'll be back soon to talk to the wonderful ladies from the Heidelberg Symphony.
Bringing a little joy to your life. Joy 94.9.
You're listening to Joy 94.9, Sunday Arts, and we're talking to Rachel Coleman and Judy Mitchell from the Heidelberg Symphony. Now, you were just mentioning the piece that you'll be doing...
When you go to the toilet.
So, yes, that's Peter Scunthorpe, Erkanda Number 4. So this was a piece that he wrote... It was actually written after his father had died, and he wrote a number of different arrangements or, I guess... variations of this music. And so this is one of those, and it's for solo violin with string orchestra. And it's just a beautiful, sort of got a really reflective, calm nature. And you know, Scunthorpe's one of the most famous Australian composers.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Brilliant. Do you ever do programs for kids, or are you just too busy to fit everything else in?
So because we're a community group and we want to involve as much of the local community as possible, every year we put on like a children's concert. So essentially that's for children primary school age mostly. And it's really fun. It's short, so, you know, you don't stretch the attention span. Yeah. I've got a 6-year-old and, you know, I think he'd struggle to get through a 2-hour concert.
Of
so it's great to bring the kids along to this. Yeah.
And do you do it in school holidays, or is it on a weekend?
It's on a Sunday afternoon,
okay.
So this year it'll be on the 30th of July. We do two different performances, and people can book that through our website. And it's a really fun outing, and it doesn't matter if the kids make noise or if they're a bit, you know, silly.
Restless,
People who are feeling very enthusiastic actually often get to come and conduct the orchestra as part of the concert, so we can get these little kids come to conduct, which is just gorgeous.
Yeah, hysterical.
Yeah, it's really
what
fun.
What sort of music do you play for them?
We usually play like TV themes sometimes movies, or this year we're doing, it's like a little story called Pee Wee the Piccolo, about a piccolo who's got a fantastic solo that he has to play, but he loses his music. So there's a narrator and it's got a little story. So that's really fun, yeah.
Because there are some pieces that have been written over the years with those lovely little stories, hasn't there? So
we've done Peter and the Wolf.
Yep.
Which
is, I was going to mention,
Tubby the
classic.
Tuber as well. Yeah.
And they're so good, and it's a lovely way to introduce the kids to it. And what about your 6-year-old? You know, like, is he at all interested in what you're doing, or?
Yeah, he is. And sometimes, like, he'll come along sometimes to our rehearsal and just watch a little bit of that. But he's too little to really come to the concert.
Yeah.
But he will come to this kids' concert, and it's just the right speed for someone like him. He absolutely loves it. And last year he came along and he was so excited. He put his hand up to conduct and he was chosen and he was so excited.
Aww.
But then when they picked him, he suddenly felt nervous and he just couldn't get up and do it.
That is so cute. That's
yes.
cute. All right. Now, Yala, do you have concession prices for, I'm back to the main event now, for students and...
Yes, we do. So because this particular concert has a violin soloist, it's someone like Natsuko has a lot of, I guess, young violinists who are really inspired by her. And so we'd like to encourage people like that to come along to the concert. And the Sunday afternoon particularly is good for kids, older children perhaps, who play the violin that might like to come and hear, you know, just this incredibly beautiful solo. So we do have a special price for students, and you can access that by calling our ticket office.
I think the best way for anyone to, because they won't remember the number by taking it down, because who does? Who remembers numbers? The best way to do it is to go to your website, and the website will have all those details, of course. And what is the website again?
Yeah, so for all tickets, including student tickets, and to call the Concertmaster for more information and information about all of our concerts that are coming up, they can go to heidelbergsymphony.com.au.
That's just heidelbergsymphony.com.au.
Yes.
Brilliant. And you're like, and get out there and support. You know, like, you need the support.
Yes, that's right. We're dependent on your bums on our seats to keep us going.
and thank you. Also, thank you, guys. I know it's wonderful for you to have the opportunity to play, but it's also brilliant that you are part of this orchestra. That it is a community orchestra, and it's important that we have them in a city like Melbourne, who's so community driven. Mm-hmm. And it's a bit legendary, isn't it? This orchestra.
Oh, definitely. I think because it's been around for a long time.
How long?
Nearly 40 years. And it actually, we have a couple of training orchestras as well. So for students that want to come and play, that live sort of in that area, or that don't mind coming to Ivanhoe for a rehearsal, they can come and play. And there's a junior string group and also a training orchestra as well. So it's really quite big, yeah.
Yep. And
some of the members from the training orchestra have actually graduated into the main orchestra as well.
Yep.
So it's a really good feeder.
And you actually perform at the Heidelberg Girls Grammar. Is that right?
Ivanhoe Girls Grammar, yeah.
And did I say that or didn't I? Yeah, I did. and it's in their Performing Arts Centre as well.
That's right, in Ivanhoe, yeah. So Ivanhoe Girls Grammar Performing Arts Centre. And even from Melbourne, look, it's not that far to go at all.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. So are you doing the first of July at 8 PM and then the 2nd of July at 2:30?
Yeah, that's right.
Brilliant.
Yep.
And when's the kids event again?
Kids concert's on the 30th of July.
Right.
And there's two performances. I'll just check the times. It's 1:30 PM and 3:30 PM.
Wonderful. Okay. And of course, all of that will be on the website.
Absolutely.
Which is
HeidelbergSymphony.com.au.
Brilliant. Thank you so much for coming in. And as I said, thank you for making this orchestra last the life it's had.
Yes.
You're on Joy 94.9 at Sunday Arts Magazine.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.